News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
After the May bank holiday, it tends to be one of the busiest days of the year for the passport offices here in Ireland. But what goes into the production of a passport, and how can you renew yours if it's outdated, lost or stolen? Well, who better than the most hardworking person in News Talk, our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, to investigate. Jess, the passport, like it's a paper booklet, really, isn't it?
Yes,
like,
indeed.
Where does the technology come into it?
So interestingly, as I learned yesterday, there's tech in every single step of the process on every page of an Irish passport. It's now possible for Irish citizens over the age of 18 to renew their passports online. And this takes a lot of the hassle out of the process, as Fiona Penler, Director of Passport Services, explained to me.
Canada.
The easiest, quickest way to do it is online. You literally go onto our website, dfa.ie, and you make an application there. The most challenging but most interesting bit of it is the photograph and the taking of the photograph. And there are three ways that you can take your photograph. So one is the traditional method. So you go to the chemist, go to the photographer. But instead of getting it just on paper, get them to email it to you or give it to you on a fob. The second way is to take it at home. Now you'll notice I don't say take a selfie, because your arm needs to be 4 foot long to get the selfie, and I don't know many people with a 4 foot long arm. So what you do is you get someone else to take it for you, make sure there's a nice white background. If the only white background are the tiles in your shower, please don't have the shower head in it. We have had people taking photos on the M50, and we've had a variety, but anyway, nice clean white background, submit the photo. What is interesting as part of the online there is that as you upload the photo, it will check it for you. So you don't need to pay until you get the photo checked. It's not like there'll be a delay on your photo, so you can try it again and a couple of times. The third way to do the photo, and it's the most innovative one, is we have partnered with photo booths. Currently we're partnered with PhotoMe, but we're in very advanced negotiations with another photo company. What you do is you go in, you take your photo, you get the traditional piece of paper with your photos on it, but you also get a code, and you use that for the online.
Yeah, I've done that last one. I went in to renew my passport recently. Mm-hmm. I'd gone down to the Garda station, all that kind of stuff, and your man in on PUS said to me, forget all that. He said, if you're in a hurry for it, there's a machine behind you, get your photograph taken, do it online. And he said, you get it back in no time. I think I got the passport back a week later.
It's incredible. So what they say is to give yourself 2 to 3 weeks to fully allow for the passport to come back. But now with these innovations, you can do it. So if you see the photo booths, and if it is a PhotoMe one, what you do is you put in your money, you select your photographs, and then when they come printed out, there's a code on it. So if you go onto the website, you just input that code and you're sorted. It does take a lot of the hassle. I remember, you know, being a kid and having to sign the back of the passports in the Garda station, getting things stamped. It's just completely seamless now.
It's so simple, even I could do it. In terms of security, though, is it helping beef up what keeps those documents safe, do you think?
100%. So in terms of the latest version of the passport, and the passport you would have if you renewed your passport since 2013, there are more than 80 security features within an individual passport. Many of these aren't even visible to the naked eye, but they all ensure that nobody can rip off the official document. Fiona ran me through some of the key features.
On the top left-hand corner of every double page, there is musical notes. And if you play those musical notes from the very beginning to the very end of the passport, it's Aaron Nivian. If you actually look at the lines on the stave under a microscope, it's actually Article 2 and Article 3 of the Constitution. On the bottom left of every page, there's an ohm symbol. And if you actually rub that, it changes colour. So it goes from like a dark silver to a lightish green. Could talk about this for a long time, I won't. But the final most interesting one probably for people is when you bring the two pages together. So if I take page 8 and page 9 here and I bring them together, it actually brings the two heads of a godhead together. Those godheads are different on every single page of the book, and they're in different position on the book, but they represent the rivers and the seas around Ireland. It's all done for security purposes, so that someone can't take one page out of the passport and substitute it in, because obviously the godheads wouldn't match, the ohm symbol would be wrong. But it's also done so that the passport represents Ireland.
My God, it's fiendishly clever. I just thought they were little design things.
Yeah, nobody picks up on it. So there are 80 different security things. And, you know, even again, if you put it under a UV light, a shamrock will appear, a leaf of a particular tree will appear on each page.
A leprechaun will jump out.
And you get a pot of gold. That's not true. But the other bits are true. So there are 80 security features, more than 80 hidden in a passport. And again, it just kind of ensures that nobody can be kind of trying to rip one off, I suppose.
Okay, an Irish passport like you've never seen it before. Now, some people we know have been experiencing delays. Oh, sorry, actually, before... Yeah, no, I did want to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Experiencing delays on getting their hands on their passport. Obviously, that's very stressful if you want to travel. Where are the passports printed and what's causing the delays?
So Fiona explained for the most part the delays occur during the verification process. So, you know, if, for example, you're applying for a very first passport, there are a number of steps where they have to verify that you're an Irish citizen, verify that you are who you say you are, and that can cause delays. What I didn't know is that the passports are actually printed on two sites here in Dublin, and the machines in question can print 250 passports per hour. And Fiona explained how that process works.
This is the machine, so this is literally running through passports as we speak, putting the number into the passport, so you can hear that there. It's literally whirring, and then there's an interesting one there. We actually see an image of a person being laser burnt on to the passport book, and that's done by laser. The chip then is written to as well, so your image and your details also go on the chip, so that's all being done as part of the machine. So each application is approved by someone in this same building, and it's only the association of the application, all the details on that, as well as the picture, that go together and they come down to the production machine to happen to be printed. As I said, it's about 250 an hour is the capacity.
Okay, good stuff. Listen, just before I let you go, a couple of things.
Yes.
Andy in Kilkenny has texted in. Will you ask Jess why the expensive new machines at Dublin Airport can't read a new passport card? Or to put it another way, what's the purpose of a new passport card if it can't be read by the machines at any airport in Europe? Now, this did happen to me recently. I think I'd put it in the wrong way though, in fairness.
Yeah, so on the actual passport itself, if you open it out on the photograph page, in the left hand corner above where your picture is, that's where the chip is. So when you slide it in, make sure that that bit is facing down on the machine, and that'll ensure that the chip is read. In terms of the passport card itself, that's a little bit trickier again because of the size of it, but they are working to ensure that all new passports and passport cards will work better with the machines. However, every machine has its own little algorithm around Europe, so you are kind of taking a punt on whether it'll work or not.
Okay. And very finally, there's been lots of talk about it. Has the passport office actually got a big increase in applications for the Irish passport post-Brexit?
So I asked this question of Fiona, and you know the answer wasn't as dramatic as I thought. So last year there were around 780,000 Irish passports issued, and they look on target to go over 800,000. And Fiona was saying that the biggest impact Brexit has had on the passport service is that it's reminded people, Irish citizens, to either renew their passports or get their kids' passports. So that it's not necessarily that they've seen a massive surge of people from the UK trying to get an Irish passport. It's just kicked on the conversation about passports in general.
Okay, great stuff, fascinating stuff. Jess Kelly, thanks indeed for that. You can hear the full report from the Passport Office on Jess's Tech Talk this Sunday at the slightly later time, this Sunday of 7 p.m.